Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Aguilera. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, David Wells. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to third. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Walbeck fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells fires to first and has Knobloch trapped. There's the throw to Ripken, who tags Knobloch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polonia hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Polonia reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Polonia. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Polonia steals third. Roberto Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Polonia tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla is hit by the pitch. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polonia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Polonia strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball towards center. Becker catches it and throws to first to double up Alomar. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollins bunts towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Kelly moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule pinch hits for Rich Becker. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing right field. Roberto Kelly now playing center field. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Polonia hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 3 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Mears goes all the way around to score. Molitor moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Orioles, 2. Alan Mills now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Denny Hocking pinch runs for Ron Coomer. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. The ball gets by Hoyles for a passed ball. Hocking moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing right field. Jeff Rabule now playing first base. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck bunts towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Holland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Nalty now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nalty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.